Did you know that Dillon Brothers arranges financing for nearly 70% of their motorcycle customers? Getting on the bike of your dreams might be easier than you think.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
So Adam Silver has been, NBA commissioner, has been making the rounds with the media, and you know he went on Cowherd Show the other day and talked about how he wants to re-examine the age limit for the NBA and the one and dones. You know, because right now the age limit is 19 and you have to be 1 year out of high school in order to go to the NBA. And there's been some pushback that people would like to see the age limit back down to 18. Some have said, well, you got to move it out to 20. And this topic is always interesting to me because on one hand, I'm not a fan of limiting someone's ability to pursue their dream, regardless of age, because it does seem so, like, why force Ben Simmons to go to 1 year of college at LSU when it's understood that he's going to leave and go to the NBA?
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
What's hard is, you know, the one and dones aren't really great for college basketball. And I would say right now they aren't really great for the NBA. Like, it kind of feels like both sides aren't overly pleased with the current setup. That's the thing that kind of is interesting to me. I mean, both sides in this situation are like, yeah, I'm not liking it. What do you think? Yeah, I'm not liking it. Adam Silver talked about wanting to potentially expand the D League, make that an option for kids, which is scary because it could gut college basketball, but I'd be curious to see what that would actually look like. It'd be nice to see a situation similar to college baseball where you have the opportunity to go right out of high school. If you want, you're 18 years old, you're just out of high school, you want to take the risk, you want to go ahead. You feel like you need a few more years to work on your game and you want to go to college, it's an opportunity for you.
Only on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
Bill Livingston, Cleveland Blaine dealer, cleveland.com, joins us now.
Just a general dismal defensive effort. I mean, it reminded me of the Indiana game when the Cavs came from 25 down at half to win. They put LeBron with a second unit of shooters, mainly Kyle Korver and Channing Frye, and they forced a lot of turnovers, and LeBron would come storming over half court, and Frye and Korver would flare to the corners or to the wings, and the defenders would just peel off and take them, and LeBron would have an unimpeded dunk. And as demoralizing as it was to Indiana at home, imagine what that was like for the Cavaliers in a loud building like Oracle, with all their fans lusting for blood after last year's upset, and with Kevin Durant, of all people, blazing down the floor for unimpeded dunk.
Right.
I mean, you've got to stop the ball. It's the first thing one of the first things you learn on defense and basketball.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Third and final hour of the week. No Matt Schick, unfortunately. He is busy with his college baseball television duties. With the NCAA tournament getting underway, we're about, 2 hours away from first pitch for Nebraska in their NCAA tournament. Got Yale this afternoon. See what Darren Erstad and company can do. We're going to play a game here in honor of the Spelling Bee. We got some Royals Fan Express tickets to give away. We're going to have two winners, and each winner is going to have a four-pack of tickets. You're going to get four tickets to the game, transportation to and from Kauffman Stadium. But you
got
to pick
shirts, game programs in there. There's a lot of stuff on this trip.
You got to pick up everything today, though, because the game is tomorrow. It is Royals Indians tomorrow in Kansas City. So it's a quick turnaround. But we're gonna have some fun with the spelling bee. Honor of it happening last night. We're gonna do that here in our next segment. But in this segment, we do it pretty much every single week. A little something we call future headlines. Here we go.
Great Scott!
It's time to hop in your DeLorean.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
And do what anyone would if time travel was possible. Predict local newspaper headlines.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
And this baby hits 88 miles per hour. You're going to see some serious shit.
It's future headlines.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again. Heavy.
Jan Bishop! Jan Bishop! Jan Bishop! Jan Bishop!
He's somewhere dancing.
He is.
He is somewhere dancing.
You know what? It's kind of like when you're really missing somebody and you're far apart from them, and like you look up at the sky and you wonder if your loved one is looking at the same sky. It's like when Huey Lewis comes on, you wonder if John Bishop is out there dancing.
And the answer to the question is 99% of the time is yes.
Always yes.
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 All right. Because the 1% of the time he's not, he's yelling at refs.
Listening to a different Huey Lewis.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. All right, here we go.
First future headline in Golf Digest, Tiger Woods never wins another golf tournament.
I mean, the odds are that he doesn't, right? I would think, like, the guy's had, what, 3 or 4 back surgeries, knee surgeries. Who knows what this DUI deal signals for what he's dealing with maybe personally? I mean, being out of your mind on pills at 3 a.m., not good. I know there's some people, it's like, oh, well, alcohol wasn't involved. Well, I mean, being out of your mind on pills behind the wheel at 3 in the morning, that's not good either. By the way, I can't get myself to watch the police tape.
If you're a Tiger guy like you are, you don't want to watch it.
I just am like, you know what? I'm not going to watch it. It's for some reason, I can't even do it. But to me, winning a golf tournament on the PGA Tour is hard enough for the people who have all their stuff together, right? Are in a good place mentally and physically. And I just fear that Tiger isn't in a good spot in either of those. I mean, the guy's physically falling apart, 4 back surgeries. And mentally, he's just not the same dude anymore. The guy can hardly finish a tournament without either having to withdraw. I mean, the guy can't finish a tournament. And so, if I had to bet, the guy never wins another tournament, which is tough to say. Because you know what's amazing is, I always said that the 3 biggest sports stories potentially would be the Cubs winning the World Series, LeBron winning a title with Cleveland, and Tiger winning another major. Well, the first 2 happened. Cubs won the World Series, LeBron won a title with Cleveland. But I don't think Tiger's going to win another major, and I don't think he's going to win another tournament. So, that's how I see that one.
I would have said he's never going to win a tournament even before the DUI.
Yeah.
Because all signs pointed to that.
I felt like after the last back surgery, it was like,
it's done.
I mean,
he's done.
Come on now.
Second future headline, Golden State will win multiple championships.
Well, I mean, the big if in this if is if that core 4 guys stay together. If that happens, if Kevin Durant sacrifices and the guys ultimately take less so everyone can stay together, I'm going to say yes. That's a big if, though, especially for guys like Draymond and Steph and Clay, who are max guys. I mean, you can't pay 4 max players. Now, Kevin Durant has already said that he'll likely sacrifice money for the betterment of the group. Klay Thompson has said he ain't sacrificing. So we'll see. I just think there are multiple ways to maybe look at this question of whether Golden State's going to win multiple championships. You can look at it and say, well, the real question is, will everyone sacrifice and can Golden State keep that group together from a money standpoint? So there's that. And then the other thing is, I think the answer to that question answers the question of, can anyone in this league beat this team? As long as that core 4 stays together, guys, I don't see them losing. Especially, they're all young. Draymond, Clay, Steph, KD, all pretty young guys. And if they stick together, I think they're going to be on the mountaintop for as long as they want to be. So the big answer to that question is, can they find a way to stay together and have everyone be happy from a money standpoint and a role standpoint? Does Klay Thompson want to be the guy somewhere? Does Draymond Green want to be the guy somewhere? Like, the thing about it, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry have been the top dog. They know what that's like. Those 2 other guys haven't. So there could be some pull to do that. And, I mean, we're also talking about money. I mean, these guys would have to sacrifice a bunch of money. I mean, for us, we say, oh, what's the difference between $100 million and $120 million? It's like, well, $20 million. But my thing is, if they stick together, I don't think anyone's beating them. So I agree with what Jeff Van Gundy said in a conference call and on the Zach Lowe podcast, that he thinks they could go to 10 straight NBA finals. That on surface, you may go, what? Okay, come on. No. Who's beating them? Who is going to beat them? That's my thought.
Who have they beat?
Who have they beaten?
Final future headline, Nebraska. Nebraska football.
Yeah.
Loses three games at home in 2017.
Wow. Interesting topic, interesting question. So you look at the home schedule. The tough games at home are, of course, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Northwestern, and Iowa. I mean, other than that, I mean, Arkansas State, Rutgers, Northern Illinois, you're penciling in three W's there. But what will Nebraska's record be in those other four home games? Well, to me, I think you'd hope for, at worst, 2-2. 1-3 isn't out of the question, though. I mean, for you, would you be more surprised to see Nebraska go 3-1 in those four games or go 1-3 in those four games? I think I'd maybe be more surprised at this point for them to go 3-1. But all the different, thinking about this question and thinking about it, I think all the most likely scenario is they go 2-2. They split those four games. That's, to me, the most likely scenario of it. My guess is, on paper, they most likely lose to Ohio State and Wisconsin and maybe beat Iowa and Northwestern. That would be my thoughts, which would give them only two losses at home in 2017. So my guess is they'll be 5-2 at home this year. That would be my guess. So I don't think they're going to lose three. I think they lose two at home. So there you go. That's a little future headlines action for you. I mean, what do you think? Would you, more likely scenario, they go 3-1 in those four games or 1-3 in those four games?
I'm leaning 1-3.
Yeah.
But, and I'm probably going to waver on this up until kickoff, but that Ohio State game, most likely being at night, something tells me Nebraska gets them.
Yeah, see,
Weird things happen at Memorial Stadium at night.
Yeah, and Mike Riley's been known to be a giant killer and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm looking at the whole, you got Northwestern, Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio State. Do I think they can go 3-1 in those four games? History tells me no.
See, history does, and I want to change my answer. You're right when you say history tells you no. But I'm not a big fan of what Wisconsin's bringing back. I'm not enamored with Iowa. I'm not enamored with Northwestern. I mean, they're the most, probably the most proven team outside of Wisconsin in the division. But Clayton Thorson doesn't scare me. He's a fine quarterback. Justin Jackson's a good running back. But let's not pretend like he's Barry Sanders.
Yep.
So Nebraska should be. I think they'll be favored in that game. And then Iowa. I don't think Iowa's going to be very good this year.
No.
I think Iowa's going to be under 500 this year. So if you take that into account, I'm going to change my answer. I think that 3-1's probably more likely.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think, because here's the thing. It's all how you want to look at it. You can either look at and see all the deficiencies of these other teams, but you can also turn that around and look at all the deficiencies that Nebraska may have too, you know? So it's all how you want to look at it. But that's why I think the safe thing is 2-2. That's the safe pick is probably them going 2-2. That's what I think. I don't think they're going to lose three home games this year. That's my guess. 402-951-1620. Speaking of 402-951-1620, we need to light up the phone lines. If you want to go on the Royals Fan Express bus tomorrow, okay? Royals Indians, Kauffman Stadium. You're going to have transportation to and from Kauffman Stadium. Four game tickets, four t-shirts, four game programs. All you got to do is play a little spelling bee with us here. We're going to have four contestants. Two are going to go at it, and the other two are going to go at it. We're going to hand out 2 4-packs, and we're going to check your spelling game, all right, to see if you want to go on the Royals Fan Express. Light it up, 402-951-1620. We'll have a little fun when we come back.